The fall semester begins this morning at UMass Boston. It'll be a semester full of financial challenges as the school struggles to manage its debt. That challenge led to the resignation of the UMass Boston chancellor. WBUR's Fred Tice spoke to the new interim chancellor about the work ahead. Here's his report.
Barry Mills has begun making cuts to balance the budget. 51 faculty and staff have taken early retirement. Unions have asked him to start making cuts in the top administration. Mills says he's considering that.
And we are looking across the whole level of the top administration of the university to try to understand how we get more efficient and be excellent with fewer folks.
The school is also closing a dining hall and a daycare center. The professional staff union says 8 workers at the daycare center have been told they will be laid off in December. Mills expects the campus to save $500,000 a year with its closure. UMass Boston ended its fiscal year this past summer with slightly less than $10 million in deficit. But Mills says there's a structural deficit of $30 million.
And our goal is to try to reduce that deficit to about $5 million this year, which from where I sit is about break even.
The interim chancellor would not say what additional cuts he's contemplating or where he hopes to draw additional revenue. But Annette Argyris, who directs the Labor Extension Program and is vice president of the Professional Staff Union, sees the deficit differently.
The amount of money that UMass Boston brings in through tuition and fees, through state appropriations, through grants, is sufficient to cover the expenses of running the university and educating our students. If you just look at that, we've been in the black. What's been driving us recently into the red is dealing with the debt of rebuilding the campus.
Argyris argues that it's interest payments and depreciation of buildings that have driven the budget into the red. She says the state should pick up those costs of construction. UMass trustees have insisted that those costs be paid for out of the operating budget. The campus is still a construction site. Work to bury the utilities continues in preparation for taking down the unstable garage and substructure built in the 1970s. Mills says that project should be completed next summer.
Because all the utilities run through that substructure, they had to be relocated. That's been an enormously expensive, complicated, long-running project.
The campus's first dorm, under construction, is expected to open a year from now. Mills says UMass Boston is attempting to enroll the 1,000 students expected to live in it.
Our goal is that the dorm will be primarily populated with freshmen.
The interim chancellor says UMass Boston is setting aside money to cover costs for students who could not otherwise afford to live in the dorm. He's not ruling out additional dorms if there's huge demand.
And that it shows positive results in terms of student experience and retention, and it makes good sense for this to be a more residential community, then I think there's a strong case for it to being a more residential place. Asking me, I still believe that there's a huge importance to this university supporting its historic students who have commuted to this place.
Students beginning to trickle in over the past few days are concerned about the campus's financial woes. Brian Fitzpatrick will soon be commuting on the Red Line to UMass Boston.
I'm worried that administration's not going to take our cost of living concerns seriously.
Fitzpatrick has just moved from Springfield to Cambridge to begin work on his master's degree in economics. He wonders if he'll make enough as a graduate student to support himself. Faculty have another worry, layoffs. Joseph Ramsey teaches English and American Studies and serves on the executive committee of the faculty staff union.
They're pushing for, you know, larger classes. You know, we're worried that in the next few days, a lot of classes will be labeled under-enrolled and canceled by the administration. But these are often classes that are not, in fact, under-enrolled. You know, that these are classes that are small for a good reason, or courses that will historically fill even in the next couple of weeks.
A spokesman says the school will raise the student-faculty ratio slightly. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice in Dorchester.